You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place.
The story is told of a Jewish rabbi who contacted one of his parishioners in his congregation and called with some really good news. He said, "Hey, I'm calling to let you know, first a little bit of sad news, that a distant relative has passed away. Long, long term, you probably didn't know them, but they passed away. But the good news is they left you this amazing inheritance. Come on in and let's get together and we'll talk about it." And so the parishioner's like, "Wow, this is really exciting. I had no idea. I didn't even know that this distant relative." So they came in, met with the rabbi in the office and said, "Yes, here is the good news. I'm sorry about the passing of your distant relative, but the distant relative's name was Moses. And you may have not known him or even know him now, but Moses left you this amazing inheritance. It's called the Ten Commandments. And the Holy Scriptures and the Talmud and all the teachings has left you this divine inheritance. Congratulations. What do you want to do with it?" the rabbi asked. "You see where I'm going with this, don't you? You and I have also been given this divine, glorious, amazing, grace-giving inheritance. It's already been given to us. We already hold it. We already are grasping it, and we just didn't even know it. And it's up to us to decide what we're going to do with it." That's the scripture passage this day from the second letter of Peter. It begins with this: "His divine power has given us everything we needed for godliness and for life." God's divine power. Everything we ever needed for life, to live a good life, to live the well life, to live with maturity, to live with fulfillment and meaning, God has already given to us. We've already received it. God's divine power was given to us. We already hold it in the palm of our hand. Did you notice two things about the scripture? Did you notice it's His glory and it's His goodness that's been given to us? You know, for some reason or another, we develop in our mind and we have in our heart these feelings of that it's all up to us. We know that phrase, "If it's going to be, it's up to me." But guess what? None of it is actually up to us. Did you create yourself? Did you, were you fearfully and wonderfully made by what you did? I don't think so. This whole life is a gift handed to us by God. We have everything we need for the good life. We don't need to search anymore. I don't know about you, but it's almost like I've been taught all my life that in order to get something good, in order to live that distant good life, I've got to prove myself. I have to work harder. I have to be like one of those knights that's trying to find this eternal waterfall that will give us that good life. And all we have to do is just find it somewhere. It's out there somewhere. Just go find it and drink from it, and we'll have eternal life. We'll have the good life. Or we have to be like a knight and go out and ride on our horses and kill things. And we have to go out and find it, and we have to slay other knights. And we've got to prove ourselves so that we can come back to the knights of the round table and say, "Aha, I did what was necessary. I paid a sacrifice. By my glory, by my fighting skills, by everything I've done, I finally deserve to live the good life. It's not so true. It's not true at all in our faith with Jesus Christ. We know, especially us from the Reformed tradition, we know that all things work together for good, not because of our own might and our own strength and our own perseverance and our own discipline. We know everything we've needed for the good life is we already have in our hands. We know instinctively within us, we knew when we were born that God has already provided everything. Go back in your memory, if you will, that very first day of your life, okay? You hear he goes, pretty tight squeeze coming out, and then all of a sudden you got smacked on the behind and you cried. And then after that cry, you saw and felt that loving embrace, didn't you? You saw this mother figure wrapping your arms around you, holding you. You felt maybe a father figure that also was right beside you. And you knew on the day you were born, you got everything you need. All you needed to do was trust. God's provided everything we need already for life and for godliness. It's true also in other scripture passages besides the second letter of Peter. I think about the second letter of Paul to Timothy. We have been given a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. Yes, we've known about at the day of our birth, this warm, nurturing, I've got everything covered for you. But even it's before our day of our birth, even before the ages began, Scripture tells us we were fearfully and wonderfully made. There was always this plan, Jeremiah 29, this plan for our good. So there's nothing we have to fear. There's nothing we have to search for. God's got this plan for us. Plan not for our harm, but for good. To give us a future and a hope. And so, perhaps if we're to start to live well, if we're to live that good life, maybe we just need to kind of let go of all those other things that society tells us, like, you know, you gotta be good enough. You know, you gotta be more disciplined than you are. You know, it's a hidden secret and very few find it, but go ahead and go and search for it. Maybe we should let all that go. And rely on this passage and other passages that say this divine power has given us everything needed for life and godliness. We already have it. I love that T.S. Eliot poem that comes out of his writing. He's such a wonderful poet, and he just has such a wonderful way of describing things that comes out of his writings, The Giving. And it says this, we shall not cease from exploration. The end of our exploring, though, the end of our exploring will be to arrive where we first started and know the place for the first time. That very first day you were created and were born into this world, you are already embraced and loved and cared for. and given everything you needed in your DNA, given everything you needed in your personality, given everything you needed, all the knowledge, all the feelings, all the instinct was already there. Now we can go back to that first day of our creation and recognize it again for the first time. Friends, the good news is this. His divine power has given us everything needed for life and for godliness. We already have it in our grasp. Amen.